Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I got it out today. Yesterday, for some reason, those three words just wouldn't come to my brain. Well, all America is important. We're just going to jump right into this show because it's so important. All America is important. All America should be represented. We're having an awful big fight about that over, well, which is now past the Electoral College. But the flyover states serve, they feed all of the United States. Agriculture is the foundation of any nation, including the U.S. Food and natural resources, vital to any nation's sustainability, and we're talking about true sustainability, not Agenda 21 sustainability. Too many times, political positions are appointed for favors. And the best man or the most experienced and qualified person is not necessarily the one considered or appointed to a position. We've seen this in the Department of Agriculture in the last several administrations, I do believe. And the farmers and ranchers and producers have had very little common sense representation. Nobody protecting their interests. While Big Corp, with all their money, seem to pull the strings and get what they want. Well, we're looking forward to 2017. There appears to be hope in the air, regardless of hopeless Michelle Obama, whose life is secure from here on out with monetary security and personal security. You and I do not have such a package of benefits. Our hope lies in hard work. Hard work. But also the trade policies and the legislation that we have to deal with pertaining to, particularly today, we're going to talk about that, pertaining to the agricultural industry. They have stacked the deck so many times, and the markets are manipulated, and the actual farmer and producer and rancher end up on the bottom end of that totem pole and get a raw deal, so to speak. Hardworking Americans just need a fair and equal opportunity to compete within the U.S. and abroad. And we have confidence in our product, we just need confidence in our representation. 2017 is going to bring the opportunity for these policies and legislation to be reviewed and looked at and reconsidered. Our CAF USA, the largest trade association in the United States, exclusively represents the interests of our farmers and our ranchers. They are fighting and have been for a long time and speaking on behalf of their industry. And with bringing of common sense back to agriculture and fairness, for all consumers, all Americans will benefit. You might not be from down on the farm. Most Americans are now several generations away from that life. But down on the farm, out on the ranch, agriculture affects all Americans. Agriculture is America. And we welcome again today Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. We're heading right into Christmas, and Bill was with us last week, but we wanted to come back and discuss some more of these things. Bill, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Beth Ann.
Well, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas before we get started here.
Oh, same to you and all your listeners.
Yeah, and Happy New Year. I don't know if I've got you scheduled for January yet. We'll have to get that taken care of, but Happy New Year as well. We're really looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
I was in my monologue, talking about mainly the appointees that have not been filled yet. I think Donald Trump, he seems to be picking people not for favors, for sure. We don't know about all of them yet, but there's a few positions that are not filled yet, and the Department of Agriculture is, of course, one of them. And, you know, the last couple that we've had in the Department of Agriculture haven't really represented agriculture very well, at least in my opinion.
Well, they certainly haven't represented the independent farmers and ranchers that are actually producing the food who they've catered to are the multinational corporations that process and import and export food. And so what we need to do is return back to the foundation of this industry, and we need to grow the farming and ranching sector. We need to strengthen that sector economically. We need to provide more opportunities for young people to enter that sector. And when that sector becomes profitable, then we begin to see a great improvement in the economy of rural communities all across the United States. And as you said, agriculture is, and I don't know if it's safe to say or fair to say arguably, it perhaps is the most important economic sector in our entire society. Because we simply cannot function without food. Some might argue that energy is more important, but I would submit that 5 days without food is a lot different than 5 days without petroleum. And so this clearly is an extremely important segment of our economy, and it has been largely ignored by past administrations. And those administrations who have appointed secretaries of agriculture have taken people out of the career politician pool of candidates, and they don't understand the significance and importance of strengthening agriculture from the foundation. Instead, they work from the top. They work at the end of the supply chain, working with the you know, very politically and economically powerful corporations that process food, the middlemen. So in this election process, we think things are going to be different. The cabinet positions that have so far been appointed have not been drawing from a pool of career politicians. And so we sent a letter, or I sent a letter, to President-elect Trump here very recently, a very short letter, and explained to him that this industry is extremely important. It has been ignored. It is on the decline. And I wanted a 15-minute meeting. I told told the president-elect in the letter that I could say what needs to be said in less than 15 minutes. And the reason I wanted the meeting is to impress upon the new president-elect that we cannot continue down this road of appointing career politicians to the position of Secretary of Agriculture, because they then would have to rely on other inputs and other consultants to weigh decisions that directly affect the very foundation of this industry. And who the Secretary of Agriculture have listened to in the past, again, is not other farmers and ranchers. Instead, it is up to downstream of the food supply chain. They're talking again with the multinational meat packers. So there's been this absolute misperception and misconception that what's good for the meat packers and good for the processors must be good for the farmers and ranchers. And nothing could be further from the truth. These are competing interests in a competitive society, in a capitalistic society like we have. We want to encourage that competition. But what has been happening is the meat packers have been influencing the decisions of policymakers, and those decisions have insulated the meat packers and the processors from the very competition that our society embraces. We're being hoodwinked. And so that's why we submitted our request to the president, and then something kind of interesting happened. And but I'll stop there and see if we want to talk about something else and then talk about what interesting happened as a result of the letter.
You're just teasing us now. You're just teasing us. Well, we're about to go into a break, so I'm going to let you get away with that. We'll let you tease us a little bit. Well, I did want to talk about your idea of the appointee, and I did want to give out the website for RCAF USA. And you know, people, you listen every day, and we have Bill on once a month and sometimes twice a month to talk about agriculture. Now, you may not be on the farm. Maybe you've not don't even remember the last relative you had that was on the farm or on the ranch. But you eat food every day, and consumers need to be just as interested about what we talk about with agriculture as anyone else. So you need to be a part of RCAF USA because they are fighting for you as well as they are for the independent rancher and farmer. So give them a call. Visit their website. It's r-cafusa.com, r-cafusa.com, 406-252-2516. Or just call right here, right now, and visit with either Beth Ann or Bill at 877-895-5410. And Bill and Beth Ann will be right back.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
As the holidays and winter approaches, we'll spend more and more time inside. Reading is a great winter pastime. Galaxy Press brings to you A Saga of the Year 3000, Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. With all the reality we've dealt with in the last several months, let's leave the realm and enter the world of imagination and science fiction. Battlefield Earth has it all. Suspense, pathos, politics, war, humor, diplomacy, and intergalactical finance. Purchase for yourself or as a gift. Add to your family library. Wait, there's more. Make it a family time. Pop in the audio CDs. The family will listen to the story told with real actors and sound effects. Get the popcorn ready and take the family far away while staying at home. Order the book. Order the audio set. Go to battlefieldearth.com. Before Star Wars, there was Battlefield Earth. In the year 3000, mankind fighting extinction. War came to Earth. battlefieldearth.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with our good friend Bill Bullard, and we're trying to put some common sense back into D.C., and we're working on it. And, okay, you sent out this teaser, so I want to talk about whatever it is. Are you going to go talk to Donald Trump? I said, started to say Dr. Trump.
Well, I can't answer that yet.
Man.
Put a time frame on this. I sent a letter on December 17th, which was last Saturday.
Okay.
And sent the letter to the email contacts I had and faxed it to numbers that I could find for President-elect Donald Trump, hoping that he would see it. And within hours of sending that letter, I received a phone call from a gentleman by the name of Charles Herbster. Charles was appointed by President-elect Trump to head his Agriculture and Rural Advisory Committee, the National Committee, and he's from Nebraska. He's an Angus cattle breeder, and he runs a Conklin oil business. And so he's a successful businessman, and he's a cattle producer. And he contacted me and said, thank you for sending your letter to President-elect Trump. And he said that he would forward the letter to the people at the higher up along the presidential advisory group. And he said, and by the way, I'm the person that you're looking for because I am not a career politician. I'm a successful cattleman, a successful business person. I also farm. I understand the foundations of agriculture. And I know that our industry has been ignored for far too long. So I asked him questions trying to get a sense of whether or not he would support the positions that are of great importance to our members. And, for example, I said, well, you know that in the hog and poultry industries, the meat packers and integrators have vertically integrated those industries. Mm. And essentially they have captured the entire supply chain from birth to plate or from egg to plate in the case of poultry. And I said that vertical integration process itself kills competition because the meat packers substitute their command and control regime for what used to be competitive forces in the marketplace. So producers of hogs and poultry really aren't engaged in competition. They're providing their input supplier to the meat packers, and they're largely being dictated to regarding how they produce their animals, what they feed them, the genetics they use, for example. So I asked Charles what his position was on that. Would he allow the meat packers, who have told us that they are vertically integrating our industry, would he allow that to continue? And he said, absolutely not. He said, as a purebred breeder, an Angus cattle breeder, he said he realizes that when vertical integration occurs, the first casualties are those producing specific genetics. Because when the meat packers control the supply chain, the very first thing they do is decide upon the genetics they want to use to produce a consistent quality product that consumers will purchase. Now, remember, I did not say a high-quality product. I said a consistent quality product, and that's key. Because that's what the commodity size, the large multinational producers or meat packers want to do, is they are interested in producing a consistent quality, a cookie cutter type product, and they are not out pursuing the highest quality product. The highest quality product comes when you have robust competition, and you don't have that. It's exactly the opposite. It's the antithesis of competition when you allow the meat packers to control the industry. So Charles says, I understand that if that were to occur, then the opportunities for purebred breeders like himself would be limited, if not non-existent. Hmm. So that kind of triggered our interest, realizing that here we had someone who is not a career politician and someone who truly understood what's happening within the industry. And the other thing we talked about was the fact that the past administration has just reopened our borders to fresh beef from Brazil, while Brazil continues to be a country that is infected with foot and mouth disease, mm-hmm. the most highly contagious disease known to cattle, sheep, and hogs. And yet, in its infinite wisdom, the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture has relaxed the border, and we began receiving fresh beef from Brazil beginning in the early part of October. Now, the last time we had foot and mouth disease in this country was way back in 1929. Wow. And at that time, it came in on a cruise ship that brought fresh meat from Argentina into Los Angeles. And when that outbreak occurred, they had to quarantine all the cattle and wildlife around Los Angeles, and they killed tens of thousands of deer in order to prevent the spread of that disease. So we have made a huge investment to protect and to prevent the outbreaks of foot-and-mouth disease in this country. We have eliminated it from our borders, and now we had an administration, a Secretary of Agriculture that came right out of the career politician pool, and he made a political decision on an issue that was of grave importance to the health and safety of our cattle industry. And the political decision was, it was a quid pro quo. They wanted something from Brazil, and Brazil wanted something from us, so we agreed. And it simply dismissed and threw out the window the importance and the danger of allowing fresh beef in from a country where foot and mouth disease is known to exist. In fact, it's in the wildlife. It's in the northern sector of Brazil. They don't even know how widespread the disease is. And nevertheless, we are now importing fresh meat from that country, and the fresh meat could very well be carrying a live foot and mouth disease virus into this country. So we were impressed with what Mr. Herbster said, And so we had a board meeting on Monday night, so we sent the letter on the 17th, and Mr. Herbster called on the 17th. Our board of directors met on Monday the 19th, and on Monday the 19th, we sent a letter, a follow-up letter to President-elect Trump, urging him to appoint Charles Herbster as the new Secretary of Agriculture. And the arguments we made was he's not a career politician. He is a farmer and rancher and successful business person, and he understands at least the importance of maintaining the health and safety of our industry and maintaining competition. And we said very importantly that it could very well be that we have to lock horns with Mr. Herbster if he becomes the Secretary of Agriculture, but at least we're dealing with somebody who has that initial background and hasn't caught what some have called Potomac fever. And that is, you know, when you're involved in Washington, D.C., and you're a career politician, suddenly what's important to most of the people in the country become far less important to those who catch this Potomac fever. And then we have problems. We have a complete disconnect between what the policy makers are saying in Washington versus how those policies are impacting the actual people that live all across this great nation. So we're in the process of waiting now. We weighed in, which is not unprecedented for our organization to weigh in on the Secretary of Agriculture. Typically, we wait and see what happens. But we did that 8 years ago, and what we did was we waited to see what happens, and now we're still waiting 8 years for something to happen, and it never did. In other words, we had a career politician that essentially didn't do anything for agriculture for the 8 years that he was there.
Well, would you like my listeners to go to the website that Donald Trump has provided, greatagain.gov, and request or at least put the bug in the ear, once again, of Charles W. Herbster? Would you like them to do that?
Well, if they would be so inclined, absolutely. And I would assume that, like me, they probably don't know Charles W. Herbster. And there is some risk, you know, to putting your support behind someone that you just recently met. But we think the risk is a calculated one, because we understand that at least if we can sit down with him and explain to him what's been happening to this industry, how we've lost over 500,000 cattle producers in less than half a lifetime, how we've shrunk our U.S. cattle herd to the smallest size in over 60 years, and how we've reduced the volume of beef produced in our nation to the lowest level in over two decades. If we can impress upon an individual those basic facts and said, here's the baseline, this is where we start, and we have to have a goal of growing this industry, and so now we can measure it if we begin there. So we believe at least we have the opportunity to impart some accurate information and understanding with this gentleman, Charles Herbster.
All right. Well, we want to know a little bit more about him. I guess we'll have to kind of do a little search. And, you know, the Internet, you can do that, and you can still only believe half of what you see. We have a Granny holding on from New Mexico. We're going to go to her as soon as we come back from the break. Granny, I appreciate your patience with us. The number to call to visit with Bill, ask any questions, comments, is 877-895-5410. Join RCAF. Go to r-cafusa.com. That's r-cafusa.com. Or give them a call at 406-252-2516. And Beth and Bill will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home.
To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Cull of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. During the commercial break, I think it was a first. This has never happened before, Bill. My producer told me I needed to speak up. My voice is, it's been failing on me. I caught something from the grandkids, I do believe. And anyway, so I don't feel bad. I just don't have much of a voice. So I got to speak up a little bit. But we're going to go to Granny from New Mexico. Granny, how are you today?
Well, I'm fine. We have a little snow, so it's kind of nice.
We had a little bit here, too.
A little bit is good, but trying to get out is hard if it gets to be a lot. But sure, we're always happy to have moisture. Anyhow, I need to do a disclaimer. It seems like the only times I call in are when Mr. Bullard is on, and I don't know Mr. Bullard, and I don't belong to RCAF or anything else, but he talks about a lot of things that apply to many of us that aren't in the agricultural business ourselves. And so I wanted to, first of all, say how encouraged I was that you had gotten a return, I believe you said call, from someone that you had contacted the Trump organization about RCAF and their concerns. And that is an amazing thing these days for almost anything, business or government. So I was pleased to hear that. The second thing is that I had two questions. First one was, when and how did the country of origin law get changed for meat? And the second part had to do with, does meat include chicken and turkey and fish and seafood? I was talking to a friend in another state the other day, and I mentioned that certainly the beef, and I thought probably pork, no longer had the country of origin requirement, and I didn't know about anything else. So if you could answer those questions, that would be just great.
Well, thank you, Granny.
Yes, and thank you for those questions. And I want to address the unprecedented nature of receiving a call from the presidential campaign. That's what really caught the attention of our board, because never before has a candidate for Secretary of Agriculture reached out to a producer group like us and said, you know, here's what I stand for, and I need your support, but I want to do what your folks are trying to accomplish, and that is strengthen the foundations of agriculture. So that's why our board took this action. So the first question, when and how did the COOL get changed, country of origin labeling? Well, country of origin labeling was first passed in the 2002 Farm Bill, but the meat packers were powerful enough to prevent Congress from implementing the law until 2008. It was a 2008 Farm Bill that amended the COOL law that at first only included beef, pork, and lamb, but in 2008 they added poultry. And it also included seafood and fruits and vegetables. And so in 2008, poultry was included. In the latter part of 2008, the law went into effect, but it wasn't being enforced, and it contained a huge loophole. But Canada and Mexico filed a complaint against the United States at the World Trade Organization in Geneva, arguing that they did not want their products to be labeled in the U.S. market. And, of course, our multinational meat packers and the producer groups that they have infiltrated, like the National Cattlemen and Beef Association and the National Pork Producers Council and the National Chicken Council, supported Canada and Mexico's complaint against the United States because their goal was to repeal COOL. And ultimately, that's what happened. The WTO said that our country of origin labeling law discriminated against imported livestock from Canada and Mexico and therefore must be changed. Well, USDA in 2013 changed the law to the better. They removed the loophole and then required labels to say where the animal had been born, raised, and slaughtered, so three production steps. So that was the law beginning in May of 2013. But then the meat packers, with the support of Canada and Mexico, went back to the World Trade Organization and argued that the new law that was more accurate was less appealing and less favored by Canada and Mexico. So they continued their complaint, and the World Trade Organization, which, of course, doesn't like to differentiate a specific country's products anyway, they're promoting a made-in-the-world label. The WTO ruled again against the United States and said, you have to change your law, and if you don't, we're going to give Canada and Mexico the right to be enforced or to establish retaliatory tariffs. We're going to force you. We call this blackmail. They were going to force the United States to change the law if we didn't do it on our own. Well, Congress couldn't act quick enough to repeal COOL. So the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to repeal COOL in June of 2015. And then when it was clearly known that COOL was on its way out the door, we saw our cattle market prices collapse. We saw imports increase significantly. By December, the appropriations bill was being passed in Congress and the U.S. Senate. In that appropriations bill included language to repeal COOL for beef and pork only. And so in December of 2015, the COOL law affecting beef and pork was repealed. But yet, labeling is still required. Country of origin labeling is still required for poultry, for chicken, for lamb, for venison, for seafood, both fresh and wild-caught fish, and for fruits and vegetables, and for certain nuts. So the outlier now is beef and pork. Beef and pork were the only two commodities that were removed from the requirement, meaning that consumers are allowed to know where their clothing was made, where it was, where it originated, where their tools and electronic equipment was had originated, where their fruits, vegetables, and seafood and chicken and venison has originated, but they're not allowed to know where the beef and pork they eat or purchase for the family actually came from.
Great. Also, could you spell the last name of Charles that you spoke with?
His name is Charles W. Herbster, H-E-R-B, as in boy, S-T-E-R, H-E-R-B-S-T-E-R, Herbster.
And the website.
Oh, thank you
and
so
if,
much.
And
yeah,
Granny, if you do get on the website to give that suggestion to President-elect Donald Trump is simply greatagain.gov. Greatagain.gov. I think it's amazing that he has that website up there. I've never heard of a president, or whether they're current or elect, actually reaching out to the people. But I'm encouraged by that.
Oh, I'm encouraged by the speed of the return call these days. Return anything.
Yes. I agree,
this is amazing. So I will let you go. I thank you so much. And again, you know, I listen to your program quite a bit, but the kinds of things that you've had on lately, especially with food and ranching and all, living in New Mexico but not being a rancher, I can see we have such a large state, and so much of it can be put to good use if they encourage the smaller rancher, because it's not cost productive for the big monopolies to use this kind of very rough country. But small ranchers are able to put it to excellent use because they live on the land themselves.
And yes,
and having ridden horses over many years previously, not my old age, I appreciate how rough this country is.
I bet you will. Granny, thank you so much. You're always a good listener, and you're always so thought-provoking, and I really appreciate all that you do. Merry Christmas to you and yours. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're encouraging you as we end 2016 and start 2017 to be an active participant in the things that affect your lives. And agriculture is something that affects every single one of us here in America. Join RCAF. Go to their website, r-cafusa.com. Or just give them a phone call and say, you know, I want to sign up. 406-252-2516. Or you can call Bill right here if you have a question at 877-895-5410. And Bill and Beth Ann will be right back. Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My friend, friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. Known for his science fiction, L. Ron Hubbard actually grew up around old frontiersmen and cowboys. With Western roots, Hubbard loved the West and understood the spirit of the American cowboy. Family stories of Western tradition. Good guys fighting the bad guys. Will the good guys win? Books or their outstanding audio series produced by Galaxy Press in the fashion of the old-time radio, only better, complete with actors and sound effects that will transport you back to the West in that story and time. Perfect stocking stuffers. Stories like Branded Outlaw, Cattle King for a Day, Under the Die Hard Brand, Death Awaits at Sundown, and Devil's Manhunt, and many more. Christmas is rapidly approaching. These Western series books and audios are perfect gifts in the stocking or lassoed up in brown paper and tied with a cowboy knot. Take your family west this Christmas. Cowboy up and get shopping. GalaxyPress.com. Bring America back home on the range to our Western heritage. GalaxyPress.com. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. Tomorrow, Bill, we're having a special show, and on Monday, a special show that we have been putting together. I'm very excited about it. I'll try to send it out to you. It's a special, we're going to have a special guest, and it's going to be a lot of fun, but we're a little serious and a little fun with Christmas coming up, and so we're going to have a special show for that, and I'll make sure that you get it. And Merry Christmas to you and yours. I'm pretty sure you probably already got snow for Christmas, didn't you?
We did. We've had about 15, 18 inches, and we had some terribly cold weather, but it is now warmed up. We're back about in the 30s, so it's starting to melt now. But Granny said something that was extremely insightful. She made the point that out in the West, in New Mexico, that it was economical and efficient for smaller family farmers and ranchers to raise cattle, but not so much so for the large corporate interests. And that's a key point to why we need to change our current policy. Because if we look at the nation and split it down the middle, the lands east of the 100th meridian are subject to about 30 inches of rainfall. So back when they homesteaded that region, you know, family farmers could make a living on a quarter section of land. But you got west of the 100th meridian, and no longer do you have adequate rainfall. Now you're in the arid states. I don't know what Granny receives, like in Montana and the Dakotas. You know, we're around 15 inches of annual rainfall. And so there it takes far more than a quarter section of land. But what the meatpackers realize is there's simply too much capital that has to be invested in the foundations of agriculture, in the actual farms and ranches. And that's why in the poultry industry, when they first learned how to vertically integrate that industry, they didn't capture and they didn't take over the farms. What they took over was the supply chain. They left the farmer to pay the costs of building the facilities and owning the land and paying the taxes. And then they dictated to the farmer how they would produce birds. They would actually provide the live birds to the farmer, provide the seed, tell the farmer how to grow the animals, tell the farmer, you know, exactly what they had to do every day. So the farmer really becomes an employee of the corporation. But very importantly, the corporation realized the risk was in the ownership of the farms and ranches. The profit was in the control of the supply chain. So then they applied that model to the hog industry. Again, they didn't go after the hog farms. What they went after was the supply chain. So we still have farmers who are contracted with the large meat packers to produce hogs using the meat packers' genetics, the meat packers' feed, just like the poultry model. Now in the cattle model, it's different because unlike poultry and hogs, we only produce one calf per cow, and it takes a 9-month gestation period and about 15 months of growing the animal so that it's ready to eat. So it's about a 3-year biological cycle necessary to raise cattle. So our industry is less susceptible to the poultry and hog model, but the packers are doing the same thing. They realize there's too much capital, it's too inefficient, it's uneconomical for the big corporations to own the farms and ranches. So what they're focused on is the feedlot sector of our industry. They're focused on where the cattle are purchased by the large feedlots. They're fed for about 120 days on a corn diet, where we get our corn-fed beef, and then they're sold directly from the feedlot to the meat packer. That's the section the meat packers are focused on right now, and what they want to do is control that completely, and once they do, they will then be able to dictate to the farms and ranches what genetics they must use, what production practices they must follow, what feed they must use, and they will essentially control the entire industry from birth to plate, even though they're not going to be able to run the farms and ranches as efficiently as real farmers and ranchers are able to do. So that's a huge issue for our industry, and what many people don't understand is that our industry is being dismantled. We're dismantling the competitive marketing channels within our industry, and once they're gone, it's game over. Once we no longer have feedlots to sell our cattle to that aren't controlled by the packers, once we no longer have local auction yards that sell live cattle, once we no longer have buyers coming out into the countryside to make bids for cattle, once those competitive marketing channels are gone, then we no longer have competition in the industry, and the family farmer becomes subservient to the multinational packers. That's what we need to reverse. And what Granny said was absolutely right. Those multinational corporations, not only are they not good at managing the air, land, and water so that we can continue to conserve our natural resources, not only are they not good at that, they don't want it because it's too costly to produce livestock in a way that is in harmony with our environment. And that's a key issue that we're going to work on in 2017.
And, that's what's so vital about having the independent farmer and rancher and producers. That's what is so vital, and that's why we need them. They're the ones who love the land. They're the ones who love what they do, and it's not just about the dollars, but you have to have the dollars to survive. It is about that, but it is more. It is way of life, and I think that is something that's so vital in this nation. I wrote down a little something when we were talking earlier about the foundation. When we talk about agriculture being the foundation of a nation, when you talk about a foundation, it's of the ground. It's close to the ground. That's where you build your house. You don't want to build it on sand. You want to build it on something firm, and you build a foundation. And you, my husband's in construction. You pour the foundation for the house or the building or whatever it is. And I just wanted to ask America, how close are we to the ground? Are we grounded in our agriculture, in the Department of Agriculture? Are we grounded and represented in these ways, in all these departments that are being filled? But right now, this is one that's open. I'm going to encourage you to go to the website, greatagain.gov, and put in your suggestion for the Department of Agriculture, which is, I've got to find his name again, Charles W. Herbster, H-E-R-B, as in boy, S-T-E-R, Charles W. Herbster. And Bill, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. Thank you for all your hard work. Keep us informed. I mean, seriously, keep me informed. Let me know what's going on with this. I mean, it could happen today, tomorrow. It could happen in the middle of next week. I don't know when it's going to happen, but he just keeps popping up with different people that he's appointed. So
right.
Keep us informed. And by the way, have a Merry Christmas.
And same to you. Thank you very much,
Beth. Thank you very much. We are out of time. It is so very important to do these things, to stay in charge, I guess, as a republic. So, join RCAF. Go to r-cafusa.com or give them a call and join the fight. 406-252-2516. It's up to us, not someone else. It's up to us to bring America home.
Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. And pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.